Time now for our weekly visit with Dr. Frank Bowling from the Bowling Chiropractic Center in Washington. Good morning, Doc.
Good morning, Duane.
Kind of different times than we're used to talking here this morning.
Yes, they certainly are. It's a tough time for everybody. And, you know, I know I'm on here every week to promote the Bowling Chiropractic and to promote chiropractic in general. But, of course, it's coronavirus time, and everybody's talking about that whether we want to or not. And, of course, it's a difficult time for all of us. You know, the government, the federal government and state government are stepping in and taking some very aggressive actions, and everybody disagrees as to whether those are necessary or not. But there's no question throughout history that the things that have worked the best in situations like this, number one is quarantine. You know, we want to isolate people that are sick, and that whole social thing that has become a big deal these days. And, of course, hygiene, you know, washing our hands and keeping everything clean, all that kind of thing. Those two things are extremely important.
And universal, Doc. I mean, that should be every single day. You know?
Absolutely, yeah.
If you're sick, stay home.
Yeah.
And wash your hands.
Yeah,
wash them off.
Not just the coronavirus, but anytime people are sick, you know. I mean, of course, I was raised with a good work ethic, and I have a tendency to think I'm going to go to work no matter what, you know. But that doesn't apply particularly in this situation, but really anytime people have any kind of infectious situation going on. But on the subject of infection, you know, any type of infection is kind of an interplay between the immune system of the host and the invader. And sometimes not enough attention is paid to the immune system of the host, which may be more important actually than the germ itself. So what impacts your immune system? Well, the basic stuff that impacts your health in general. Certainly diet is a big deal. Everybody knows we shouldn't be eating a lot of sugar, but it's not just about weight. It's about your immune system. Eating too much sugar, eating too many processed foods, things like that. No question they affect your immune system. Exercise is a big deal. It affects your immune system. You know, my gym is shut down, and I understand that. Mary Sue and I have been exercising 7 days a week at the gym. All of a sudden, we can't do that, so we're trying to set something up at home, some type of exercise. And you can go on YouTube and put in home exercise with no equipment, and there's no end to the exercises that you can find on there. Or if you're an old, feeble person, put in exercises for old people, you know, and there is always something that you can do. Sunshine and fresh air. It's kind of hard to talk about that on a day like this, you know, but certainly there's no question that people do better if they can be exposed to some sunshine and some fresh air. But, you know, I don't want to forget to throw in the chiropractic part, but we do know that you will, a chiropractic adjustment has been shown to boost something called T cell production up to almost 50%. So that's your immune system. So, you know, you come in, you get your adjustment, and for a couple days afterward, your immune system is going to be significantly, measurably enhanced. But then the other thing that is important is the whole idea of your mental attitude, your mind and your heart. And there's no question that I remember telling my mother-in-law years ago, think positive, and she immediately said, well, that doesn't work, which I had to crack up. But there's no question that your mental attitude does have an impact on your immune system. And we all know if we're around negative people, you know, it brings them down. They're more likely to be sick, and they're more likely to make us sick. So we tend to not associate with those people. But you know, the old concepts of faith, hope, and charity, or faith, hope, and love, and the old quote from the Bible, you know, faith, hope, and love, and the greatest of these is love. When we focus on those things, every emotion has a frequency, and this stuff is measurable. They hook people up and measure their brain waves and have them focus on different emotions, and the negative ones have a lower frequency, and they're going to affect your immune system. And the positive ones, things like you know, kindness, that old Jewel song, you know, in the end only kindness matters, and the old Don Henley song, forgiveness, you know, in the end is a big deal. But you know, all of the research shows that focusing on things like caring and compassion and gratitude and appreciation. These are the things that are going to uplift us, not just mentally and emotionally, but they're going to affect our health.
Absolutely. Well said, Doc. Again, a positive attitude means so much. And that we talked about this earlier. When you're going to the stores, smile to these workers because they're taking a lot right now. Understand that it's not their fault either. You know, so many right. of these workers at these retail stores are getting hit hard.
Yeah.
With people who are just...
People are upset. And they want to take it out on somebody.
Yeah. Don't do that.
That's right.
Keep a positive attitude. And Doc Bowling, your office is open.
We are open. We're there to take care of people. And again, in this situation, it's more than neck and back pain. We want to boost your immune system and give you your best chance to stay healthy.
$20 is all it costs to get that adjustment at Dr. Bowling's office on Main Street in the heart of downtown Washington. Let's get your contact information out there.
$20 all day, every day. Even if you're a new patient, $20. We're on Main Street, 312 East Main. I have a 50-foot burgundy awning just a block down from the Indiana Theater there to the west. And as far as I know, we're going to be there until forever, until they carry me out.
And the phone number again?
812-254-0246.
Dr. Frank Bowling, our guest every Thursday on the Bowling Chiropractic Center. Thank you so much, Doc. Appreciate it. Stay safe, and we'll see you again next week.
Thank you, Duane. You too.